2008 Convention Attractions. From the editor, every year's national convention is an absolutely unique event. The agenda items, the exhibits, the new friends and business acquaintances, all these give each convention its own character and significance. Some activities lend a luster to the convention in part because they do take place every year and provide helpful fixed points in the whirl of events. In this category are the meetings of the Resolutions Committee and the Board of Directors, the annual banquet, and the many seminars and workshops of the various divisions and committees. Here's a partial list of activities being planned by a number of Federation groups during the 2008 convention, June 29th through July 5th. Presidents of divisions, committee chairpeople, and event presenters have provided the information. The agenda will list the locations of all events taking place during convention week. Access Technology Seminars by the IBTC Technology Team. On Sunday, June 29th, the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute's Access Technology Team will conduct 4 seminars covering a wide range of access technology topics ranging from the basics of web pages to the latest in optical character recognition technology. From 8:30 to 10 a.m., learn the basics of HTML and how to write a web page. We will also discuss tips and techniques for ensuring non-visual accessibility. From 10:30 a.m. to noon, join us for a discussion of the latest advances in ebook technology. From new players, to where to get books, to tools for producing your own DAISY content. From 1:30 to 3 p.m., discover how all of your electronic devices can work together to maximize your productivity. Don't get overwhelmed by the computer, the cell phone, the note taker, the digital book reader, and all the other technology blind people carry every day. We will talk about how to make it all fit together and work for you. From 3:30 to 5 p.m., find out what the most recent technology in the optical character recognition market has to offer. We will demonstrate the new OpenBook 8.0, Kurzweil 11, ZoomTwix, and the iPal. See you there. Affiliate Action Action by Joanne Wilson. The NFB Department of Affiliate Action will again sponsor a variety of programs at this year's convention to strengthen membership in the Federation, expand our diversity, and develop our organization. Please plan to take advantage of this full array of chapter and affiliate membership development programming. What follows is a list of the Department of Affiliate Action programs at this year's convention. Third Annual Spanish Seminar. Federationists Jessica Bachicha and A.Z. Martinez will facilitate a 3-hour seminar conducted in Spanish, which will explore the roots of Federationism and will enable Latino members of our organization to network with one another. This event will be held on the afternoon of Monday, June 30th, from 4 to 7 p.m. Recruiting Workshop. A hands-on how to recruit people to the Federation workshop, featuring interactive exercises, will again be sponsored the evening of Tuesday, July 1st, from 6 to 8 p.m. Come learn about effective strategies for inviting blind and interested sighted people to join the most vibrant and productive national consumer organization of the blind in America. Local Chapter Presidents Networking Reception. A reception for local chapter presidents only will be held on Wednesday, July 2nd, in the Affiliate Action Suite from noon to 1:30 p.m. In anticipation of the membership and chapter building workshop later in the week, this informal gathering will allow local leaders to talk about issues of particular interest to Federationists at the grassroots level and begin to bond with one another as another level of Federation leadership. Please plan to attend this brief but important meeting if you are the president of a local chapter. Because of the number of NFB chapters, space constraints require that chapter presidents only participate in this first-ever local chapter president's reception. Back to Basics, Foundations in Membership and Chapter Development. As the name of this new 4-hour seminar suggests, the staff of the Department of Affiliate Action will lead a thoughtful, detail-oriented session that will examine fundamental issues for strengthening individual membership and chapter vitality in the Federation. This seminar will occur Thursday afternoon, July 3rd, from 1 to 5 p.m. At the top of each hour during the seminar, focus will be given to a new aspect of individual and chapter development, allowing interested convention delegates to attend all or a portion of this event, depending on their particular interests. Seminar segments will be presented as follows. 1 to 2 p.m., membership building and new chapter development. 2 to 3 p.m., running an engaging chapter meeting. 3 to 4 p.m., community projects and chapter fundraising. 4 to 5 p.m., weaving Federation philosophy into local chapter meetings. Rehabilitation and Education Professionals Meeting. Friday, July 4th, from noon to 1:30 p.m., all directors or administrators of state rehabilitation agencies serving eligible blind consumers and administrators of state residential schools for the blind or system-wide blindness special education programs are invited to attend an informal networking meeting in the Affiliate Action Suite to discuss current issues in rehabilitation and education of mutual interest to the profession and the Federation. Finally, participants in Department of Affiliate Action sponsored programs such as the Parent Leadership Program, the Scholarship Alumni Program, the Rookie Roundup Program, NFB students, and affiliate presidents should be on the lookout for special invitations to attend events in the Affiliate Action Suite at various times throughout the convention. Those involved in these programs will receive personalized invitations with time and location details. For further information about program initiatives of the Department of Affiliate Action at the 2008 convention, contact Joanne Wilson, Executive Director of Affiliate Action at 410-659-9314, extension 2335, or by email at jwilson@nfb.org. Attention all first-time convention attendees. We invite you to attend a reception previewing our 2008 NFB convention agenda. Along with President Mark Maurer, former rookies will be on hand to welcome you to the convention and to answer questions about the week's activities. Our annual convention is a truly memorable and exciting event, and we look forward to sharing the week with each of you. Please consult the agenda for the location of this Rookie Roundup and check the Affiliate Action Suite for other rookie events throughout the week. Date, Sunday, June 29, 2008. Time, 8 to 10 p.m. Dress, casual. For more information, contact Pam Allen, 800-234-4166, palen@lcb-ruston.com. Blind Ink Karaoke Night by Sean Mayo. Whether you are a contender to become the next American Idol, shatter the stereotype about blind people possessing great musical talent, or fall somewhere in between, you'll have a great time at Blind Incorporated's annual karaoke night on Sunday, June 29th, from 8 p.m. to midnight. Find out what song the Blind Incorporated staff and students will sing this year. Meet current students and alumni as they share their experiences from training. Bring all your friends, or come make new ones and enjoy music, door prizes, and a cash bar. Admission is only $5, and song lists will be available in Braille that night. Don't miss your chance to be a rock star. Books on Time, Mobilizing the Troops for Action. Despite considerable effort over the past 10 years, blind children still begin the first day of school without their books. Now is the time to educate and mobilize a force of advocates at the grassroots who will help us overcome this injustice. Each affiliate should send at least one person to this seminar, Tuesday, July 1st, from 7 to 9 p.m. During the seminar, affiliate representatives will receive information about how the law is supposed to work, how to assist families in navigating the complaint process, how to create change at the local level, and how to assist the NFB National Office in tracking the problems with timely, accessible textbooks. More specific details will be available in the coming months about the exact time, location, and agenda for this important training seminar. Building Our Future, Youth Outreach in NFB Affiliates. From 3:30 to 5 p.m. on Thursday, July 3rd, the NFB Jernigan Institute will be hosting a networking and idea-sharing session for NFB affiliates undertaking youth outreach programs. Come tell people what your affiliate is doing in youth outreach and what resources you need, and learn from the Institute's education team as well as others passionate about youth outreach. Affiliates in attendance will be asked for information about what they are doing in youth outreach and what barriers they are running into. This motivational idea-sharing session is meant to expand the youth empowerment movement within the NFB. Those considering how to begin new youth outreach initiatives should come network and learn from those who are already building our future with the next generation. Volunteers for Children's Activities Needed by Melissa Riccobono. There is a photo at this point, the caption, Angela Howard helps Ashby Orton, Texas, with a craft project. Energetic and enthusiastic volunteers are needed to work with children ages 5 to 7 on Sunday, June 29th, from 1 to 4:30 p.m. Volunteers will work one-on-one with blind and sighted children in structured activities while their parents attend workshops sponsored by the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children. This is a fantastic opportunity to serve as a blind role model to a young blind or sighted child and to spend the afternoon having fun. To volunteer or for more information, contact Melissa Riccobono at 410-235-3073 or melissa@riccobono.us. An Evening at the Colorado Center for the Blind by Julie Deedon. Take charge. Challenge yourself. You are invited to an open house on Thursday, July 3rd from 6:30 to 9 p.m. The staff and students at the Colorado Center for the Blind want you to discover what good training can do for you. Practice using a long white cane with our travel instructors. Meet our employment staff and take a quick career assessment survey. Create a piece of art with our art instructor. Try out a Braille puzzle. Learn about exciting innovations in the area of adaptive technology. Pick up some recipes and practice your techniques in food preparation. We look forward to seeing you on Thursday, July 3rd at our open house. Committee for the Promotion, Evaluation, and Advancement of Technology by Gary Wunder. On Tuesday, July 1st, a meeting of the Committee for the Promotion, Evaluation, and Advancement of Technology will conduct a meeting in which exhibitors from the convention hall will each be given a 5-minute segment to tell us what they are exhibiting, where they are in the hall, and other contact information they may wish to share. Following these presentations, we will hold a brief meeting to conduct committee business, to evaluate the effectiveness of what we now do, and to consider programs we might conduct the coming year. For more information, write to Gary Wunder by emailing gwunder@earthlink.net or by calling him at 573-874-1774. Crafters Organizational Meeting by Joyce Kane. Crafters in the National Federation of the Blind are planning an organizational meeting at convention in Dallas. Please come and be part of planning this new group, committee, or division. We will have demonstrations of some of our crafters' skills. We will also have some give-it-a-try demonstrations. Please put this on your list of got-to-do activities and check the convention agenda for day, place, and time. If you have questions, contact Joyce Kane at blindhands@aol.com. Committee on Research and Development by Curtis Chong. Anybody who has been active in the National Federation of the Blind for any length of time will remember some of the more outlandish inventions and research projects that have surfaced, ostensibly for the benefit of blind people. There was a toilet designed especially for the blind. Then there was the camera that transmitted tactile images from one's surroundings to a vibrating sensor on the tongue. These crazy projects have one thing in common. They were conceived with no meaningful involvement from the blind community, particularly the organized blind. The Committee on Research and Development of the National Federation of the Blind is interested in technological developments and research projects that will truly benefit blind people. Think about the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader, a technology that was conceived, designed, and implemented with the full and active involvement of the National Federation of the Blind, and one can imagine what spectacular accomplishments are possible if blind people themselves are a meaningful part of any technological or research project. If you have an interest in new technologies that will benefit the blind, come to the 2008 meeting of the Committee on Research and Development at the National Federation of the Blind Convention. The meeting of the Committee on Research and Development will occur Thursday evening, July 3rd, from 8 to 10 p.m. The specific room location will be listed in the National Federation of the Blind Convention agenda. Previous meetings of the committee have touched on a wide variety of interesting and thought-provoking subjects, and I feel confident that this meeting will be no different. If you want more information about the committee or the meeting, contact Curtis Chong, chair of the committee, using the following contact information: 3000 Grand Avenue, apartment 810, Des Moines, Iowa 50312. Home phone 515-277-1288. Email Curtis Chong, CURTISCHONG, at earthlink.net. Deaf Blind Division by Robert Eschbach. The Deaf Blind Division will meet on Tuesday evening, July 1st. Registration begins at 6 p.m., meeting starts at 7. This is an election year. We will also have time for committee reports and a discussion about the newest technology to assist deafblind people. We will conclude no later than 10 o'clock. Don't forget our table in the exhibit hall. The traditional t-shirts will be available. We are also introducing NFB flip-flops. See you there. Diabetes Action Network Seminar by Ed Bryant. Our Diabetes Action Network will have its seminar and business meeting on Tuesday, July 1st from 1 to 5 p.m. Our keynote speaker will be Ann S. Williams, Ph.D., RN, CDE, who is a diabetes educator with much experience with diabetic issues. There will be plenty of time for your questions. We will also have a panel discussion on adaptive diabetes equipment, in which much information will be disseminated. Our seminar is free and open to the public. Employment Committee by Buna DeHall. Successful employment demands effective leadership. We are planning a dynamic, practical, resourceful employment seminar. Whether you are a job seeker, trainer, or provider, you will find something valuable at this event. Imagine that you will be opening a beautiful surprise. When you combine employment and leadership effectively, they fit like a well-made glove. Come discover that this seminar is one of a kind. Mark your calendar to unwrap the gift of employment on Sunday, June 29th, from 1 to 5 p.m. For further information, contact Buna DeHall, Committee Chairperson, 303-758-1232. Buna DeHall, BUNADAHAL, at dynamicbuna.com. Ham Radio Group Emergency Preparedness Seminar by D. Curtis Willoughby. In accord with long-standing tradition, the first meeting of the 2008 convention will be the Emergency Preparedness Seminar conducted by the NFB Ham Radio Group. The seminar will be held at 7:30 a.m. on Sunday, June 29th. We will discuss frequencies to be used during the convention and especially those to be used in the event of an emergency call-out during the convention. We will also discuss architectural features of the convention hotel and other information NFB hams need to know if an emergency response is necessary. Any Dallas hams willing to do a little frequency scouting before the convention are asked to contact Curtis Willoughby, KA0VBA, 303-424-7373, KA0VBA at dimcom.net. The Ham Radio Group has a service project to serve the Federation by handling the distribution of special FM receivers. These receivers allow hearing-impaired conventioneers to hear a signal directly from the public address system. This signal is much easier to understand than the sound that regular hearing aids pick up in a large meeting room. The same receivers are used to allow Spanish speakers who do not speak English fluently or do not understand it well to hear a Spanish translation of the convention and the banquet. We will take some time at the Emergency Preparedness Seminar to prepare for this project as well. It is important that all group members willing to help come to the seminar. Ham Radio Group Annual Business Meeting by D. Curtis Willoughby. The annual business meeting of the NFB Ham Radio Group will be held at noon on Friday, July 4th. In addition to our regular business, we will consider the constitution for our conversion from an interest group to an NFB division, so all NFB hams should plan to be there. The Human Services Division by Melissa Riccobono. Are you a psychologist, counselor, social worker, music, art, or dance therapist, or someone working in a related field? Are you a student interested in a human service career? If so, plan to attend the annual meeting of the National Federation of the Blind Human Services Division. The meeting will take place on Tuesday, July 1st from 2 to 5 p.m. Dues are $5 and registration begins at 1 p.m. We are planning an exciting program this year which will include, among other things, an open question and answer period regarding the way human service professionals succeed in job interviews, fill out paperwork, read charts, and much more. Please come with your questions ready. From 5 to 6 p.m., we will have the opportunity to mingle and network with one another in a more informal setting. If you have any questions about the NFB Human Services Division, please contact Melissa Riccobono, President, at 410-235-3073, or by email at melissa@riccobono.us. Lions Club by Ramona Walhoff. Friday, July 4th, at lunchtime, Lions will meet. Anyone who is a member of a Lions Club is encouraged to attend. Those who would like to learn more about what Lions do or would like to work with a community service organization are also welcome. This is an opportunity to compare notes and share our experiences in Lions. Since a primary goal of Lions is to prevent blindness and assist those who are blind, Federationists can have a good influence in local Lions clubs. Many clubs are coordinating their efforts with local chapters of the Federation. The Louisiana Center for the Blind Players by Jerry Whittle. On Tuesday, July 1st, the Louisiana Center for the Blind Players present Deja Blue, a musical play about a young man who suddenly loses his vision because of diabetes. Two performances featuring a live New Orleans-style band. Price $5. All proceeds go to the summer training program for blind children at the Louisiana Center for the Blind. 2008 March for Independence by Kevin Worley. A photo appears at this point, the caption, "Marchers filled Centennial Park for ceremonies at the 2007 March for Independence." Here we come, Texas. Here we come, Dallas. The blind are on the march. The March for Independence, a walk for opportunity. Again this year at our national convention, the March for Independence will be the culmination of our year-long Imagination Fund campaign. This year we will march in Dallas early in the morning of Wednesday, July 2nd. Our plan is to assemble in the Anatole Hilton parking lot in front of the clock tower. We will be ready to march our 5K route, leaving at precisely 7 a.m. We will be heading to the AT&T Plaza at American Airlines Center, home of the Dallas Mavericks and site of large community events. The AT&T Plaza will be an extraordinary setting for another memorable rally. Imagine well over 1,000 of this nation's blind citizens marching into the plaza, the energy and enthusiasm of the blind magnified on the jumbotrons surrounding the plaza. Again this year, our march and ceremonies will exemplify the independent spirit and true capacity of the blind. As always in the National Federation of the Blind, we will do it with imagination, gusto, and flair. Those who participated in our first-ever March for Independence will remember the camaraderie, the solidarity of spirit, and the pride as we marched together as one movement through downtown Atlanta. Those who missed our first annual March for Independence must be sure to be a part of the action in Dallas. Leading the march will be NFB President Mark Maurer. Walking shoulder to shoulder with him will be Congressman Pete Sessions, who serves as this year's March for Independence honorary chair. Congressman Sessions, 32nd District, is keenly interested in issues important to blind people and those losing vision. He serves in the Congressional Vision Caucus. Both President Maurer and Congressman Sessions will address the blind who lead the blind at the ceremonies, which will mark the halfway point of the march. The rally is sure to be a spectacle to remember, with even more surprises than last year. After our rally, we will march back to the Hilton Anatole to begin the 68th Annual Convention of the National Federation of the Blind. So raise your money. Those who raise $250 will receive an official NFB March for Independence, a Walk for Opportunity t-shirt. Those who raise $500 or more will also receive an official NFB March for Independence, a Walk for Opportunity hat to keep that early morning Dallas sun off your head. Those who raise $1,000 or more will also be awarded a commemorative March for Independence gold medallion. We will be reading the names of all of the $1,000 medallion winners at the ceremonies, which will echo from the jumbotrons. There were nearly 100 medallion winners in 2007. At this March for Independence, a Walk for Opportunity, let's plan to double the number of names read and medallions awarded. Raising money for our Imagination Fund is important work. Being a part of the March for Independence, a Walk for Opportunity, with all your brothers and sisters is exhilarating. The t-shirt, the hat, and the medallion are fine tokens of a job well done, but the work for which we raise the money is reward in itself. The pride we feel when we march as one federation through the streets of Dallas will be deeply fulfilling. So start now. Ask your friends, family members, and those you meet every day to contribute toward your participation in the March for Independence, a Walk for Opportunity. And plan to be at the National Federation of the Blind Convention for our second annual march. Here we come, Dallas. Here we come, America. The March of the Blind continues. Meet the Blind Month activities and other special events seminar. Plans and Action Equal Success by Jerry Lazarus. October is Meet the Blind Month. Find out about lively and entertaining events that can occur so that sighted people can meet their blind neighbors. Session includes exchanging successful ideas and encouraging chapters to try new types of fundraising and meet-and-greet events. The seminar will be conducted by Jerry Lazarus, NFB Jernigan Institute Director of Special Projects, Thursday, July 3rd, 3:30 to 5 p.m. National Association of the Blind in Communities of Faith by Tom Anderson. The National Association of the Blind in Communities of Faith will hold its annual meeting on Tuesday, July 1st. Registration will be at 12:30 p.m. and the meeting will be called to order at 1 and adjourn at 5 p.m. The theme of this year's meeting will be Ambassadors of Confidence in Communities of Faith. We will have panel discussions regarding the education of the sighted in various facets of faith-based activities. We will also receive updates regarding the production of Christian literature. The National Association of the Blind in Communities of Faith will again coordinate the devotional services that will take place Thursday, July 3rd through Saturday, July 5th. The theme of the devotions will be Remission and Reconciliation. Devotions will begin an hour before the morning session and will adjourn 15 minutes before the opening gavel each morning. Please contact me if you wish to preach or sing at these devotional services. My home address is 5628 South Fox Circle, Apartment A, Littleton, Colorado, 80120. My home phone number is 303-794-5006. Work phone number is 303-778-1130, extension 220. My email address is tanderson@cocenter.org. National Association of Blind Lawyers by Scott Labar. Each year, the National Association of Blind Lawyers, NABL, conducts its annual meeting at the Convention of the National Federation of the Blind, and this year is no different. We will meet on Tuesday, July 1st, from 1 to 5 p.m., exact room to be announced. The purpose of our annual meeting and seminar is multifaceted. We will examine emerging trends in the law that affect blind people and others with disabilities. For example, we will address the ongoing struggle to gain equal access to websites, including legal sites, access to employment, meaningful access to legal texts, and access to a level playing field for legal examinations like the LSAT and bar exams. We will also review other discrimination and civil rights cases. We will discuss how to practice law most effectively as a blind or visually impaired legal professional, focusing this year on the most effective technology for blind lawyers. Undoubtedly, we will hear from the American Bar Association as well as local law schools and bar associations about their outreach efforts to blind and visually impaired students and legal professionals. Because our agenda covers substantive areas of the law and addresses the practice of law itself, many of our members have applied for and received continuing legal education credits for our seminar. At the conclusion of the seminar, we will hold a reception for NABL members and seminar participants to promote networking and fellowship within our membership. If you are a lawyer, legal professional, or law student, or are otherwise interested in law, the NABL meeting in Dallas on July 1st is the place to be. Mock Trial by Scott Labar. The National Association of Blind Lawyers will sponsor its 11th annual mock trial at the 2008 NFB Convention. This trial will reenact an old Federation case. Federation lawyers will be pitted against each other, arguing the merits of the two positions. We have not selected this year's case, but it will undoubtedly highlight a case in which a blind person or people have faced different treatment based on their blindness in the area of education, employment, or other civil rights. Stay tuned to Presidential Releases and NFB Listservs for details on this year's case. See your favorite Federation lawyers strut their legal stuff. You, the audience, will serve as the jury. This year's trial promises to be just as entertaining and thought-provoking as past trials. A nominal charge of $5 per person will benefit the National Association of Blind Lawyers. The trial will take place on Monday afternoon, June 30th, from 4:30 to 6 p.m., somewhere in the Hilton Anatole. Consult the convention agenda for the exact place. NFB Jernigan Institute Open House. Take an opportunity Thursday afternoon, July 3rd, from 1 to 3 p.m. to drop in and speak with members of the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute staff about the programs and initiatives of the 4-year-old Research and Training Institute, operated by the NFB. This informal networking and exhibit session is meant to provide members of the Federation with a greater understanding of the Institute and an opportunity to discuss hopes and dreams that the Institute should pursue in the future. This is your Institute. Come learn more. Connect the work of the Institute to priorities in your state affiliate. Be part of shaping the future and imagine. Institute initiatives to be highlighted include education, parents, technology, Jacobus Tenbrook Library, and partnerships. Newsletter Publications Committee by Norma Crosby. The Newsletter Publications Committee will hold its annual meeting during the 2008 convention of the National Federation of the Blind. The committee and others in attendance will be treated to presentations about what should be included in a state newsletter, how to format a good publication, how to start a newsletter, publishing in accessible formats, and much more. We will have lots of opportunity to ask questions, and all newsletter editors are encouraged to attend. If your affiliate does not currently produce a newsletter, please send a representative so we can talk about how you might get started. Newsletters are a wonderful way to publicize what an affiliate is doing, and they can also be a great recruiting tool. Publishing a great newsletter should be a goal of every affiliate. Our committee is willing to help, so come and join us. The time and location of our meeting will be posted in the convention agenda, and if you have questions about the meeting before convention, you can contact Norma Crosby at 318-251-1375 or norma.crosby@gmail.com. National Association of Blind Merchants by Kevin Worley. Revolutionizing Randolph Shepherd, Creating New, Robust, and Diverse Small Business Opportunities for the Blind of America will be the theme of this year's annual meeting of the National Association of Blind Merchants. This symposium will take place Tuesday afternoon, July 1st, from 1:30 to 5 p.m. Check the convention agenda for location. This year, registration for our division meeting will begin approximately 30 minutes after adjournment of the Board of Directors meeting. Our agenda will focus on protection of the priority and the creation of new, robust business opportunities and outreach to young people to develop their interest in small business ventures. For more than a generation, the National Federation of the Blind has worked tirelessly to protect and defend the Randolph Shepherd Program. The need to expand business opportunities and to develop new business initiatives for the blind is essential. On Thursday, July 3rd, from 7 until 8:30 p.m., we invite you to our 8th annual Randolph Shepherd reception. Socialize, network, and learn more about Randolph Shepherd and other business opportunities we can create through our work in the National Federation of the Blind. Check the convention agenda for location. On Wednesday morning, July 2nd, our Federation merchant team will be participating in the 2nd Annual National Federation of the Blind March for Independence, a walk for opportunity. We will carry our Federation merchant team banner high, proclaiming the independence of the blind. The National Association of Blind Merchants would like to thank our loyal Snack Pack customers over the past 10 years. The Snack Pack not only has been a lot of fun and a great fundraiser for our division, but has also helped many conventioneers on tight budgets to snack pretty well. This year, our plan is to sell our ever-popular Snack Pack again. Only $5 will get you a grab bag of snacks, salty and sweet. So come to our table in the exhibit hall, enjoy a small cool drink, buy a raffle ticket for a chance to win $1,000, and prepare to be surprised and delighted by our latest entrepreneurial venture. I'm sure we will have something new to sell you. After all, we are Federation merchants. National Association of Blind Office Professionals by Lisa Hall. The National Association of Blind Office Professionals, NABOP, will hold its annual meeting on Sunday, June 29th. Registration will begin at 6:30 p.m. and the meeting begins at 7 and ends at 9 p.m. If you are employed in the clerical field or seeking work of this type, please come. An agenda attempting to meet everyone's information needs is being put together. Who should attend? Anyone who is employed as a telephone operator, receptionist, clerk typist, customer service rep, braille transcriber, braille proofreader, medical transcriber, or employment specialist. Maybe even job coaches should be included, since job specialists and job developers sometimes work with blind people seeking employment in order to work out reasonable accommodations with employers in today's office setting. Many office software programs are proprietary and can cause problems for those installing access technology on networks because of security issues. We hope to address your problems getting access to information in an office. We plan to cover job finding and job preparation techniques and strategies for finding information about specific jobs. We also hope to include discussion of accessible phones blind people can use when working outside the office. We will discuss exciting developments in the braille printing industry, as well as my appointment representing Clover Nook on the banner board. If you know of someone who could speak about any of these topics, let me know as soon as possible. This is an election year. I have been president of this division since 1996, and so we'll be wrapping up 12 years of service. I do plan to run again and hope the other board members will run as well. Dues are $5 and can be paid in advance or at the meeting during convention. If you are unable to attend our meeting that week because of scheduling conflicts, I can be found in the Ohio delegation or can be reached by cell phone at 513-550-5155. I can also be contacted at the following address: 7001 Hamilton Avenue, Unit 2, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45231-5262. Home, 513-931-7070. Email, lhall, the number 007, at cinci.rr.com. The current board members are Lisa Hall, President, Ohio; Mary Donahue, Vice President, Texas; Sherry Brune, Secretary, Florida; and Debbie Brown, Treasurer, Maryland. See everyone in Dallas. National Association of Blind Piano Technicians by Don Mitchell. Looking for a job that puts you in charge? Come to the Piano Technology Seminar sponsored by the National Association of Blind Piano Technicians, Tuesday, July 1st, from 3 to 5 p.m. This seminar will give you the opportunity to have hands-on experience with the craft of piano technology. For an appointment with a member of the division to receive personalized information, contact Division President Don Mitchell in Dallas. See the convention agenda for meeting room location. National Association to Promote the Use of Braille by Nadine Jacobson. It's hard to believe that soon our wonderful national convention will be upon us. This year we have planned a particularly exciting NAPUB meeting. In addition to our normal activities, we have some special guest speakers. 12 of the winners of the Braille Readers Are Leaders contest will be coming to our convention, and several will speak to us about their efforts and accomplishments. We will also have some exciting auction items to help raise funds for next year's contest. On January 4th, 2009, we will all be celebrating the 200th birthday of Louis Braille. Join us and help begin the celebration. Our meeting will take place from 7 to 9 p.m., Tuesday evening. Come join us for this very special meeting. National Association of Blind Rehabilitation Professionals by Carlos Servan. The National Association of Blind Rehabilitation Professionals, NABRP, will co-sponsor the National Conference for O&M and Rehabilitation Professionals on Sunday, June 29th. This conference promises to be the best of its nature in our country. We will address the structured discovery method, working with blind seniors, working with blind people with additional disabilities, certification for residential training centers, certification for Braille instructors, and more. For location, consult the convention agenda. On Tuesday, July 1st, the National Association of Blind Rehabilitation Professionals will meet for our annual seminar and business meeting. Registration will begin at 1 p.m., and the seminar and business meeting will be held from 2 to 5 p.m. The NABRP meeting is a great opportunity for all rehabilitation professionals in the blindness field to get together, network, share mutual interests, find placement strategies, examine concerns about the rehabilitation profession, and generally shape quality rehabilitation services for the blind in the nation. If you are involved in rehabilitation for the blind, you don't want to miss this meeting. We promise to have nationally recognized leaders in the rehabilitation field to help us examine and discuss current issues in rehab. If you have any questions about this meeting, contact Carlos Servan at 402-327-0414 or send an email to cservan, C-S-E-R-V-A-N, at inebraska.com. National Association of Blind Students, NABS, by Ty Tomasi. The National Association of Blind Students will conduct its annual meeting on Monday, June 30th from 7 to 10 p.m. Registration with a fee of $5 will begin at 6 p.m. Immediately following the student meeting, join your friends and meet new ones in the Affiliate Action Suite from 10 p.m. to midnight. On Tuesday, July 1st, NABS will be hosting a free pizza lunch from noon to 2 p.m. for all students wishing to attend. Space will be limited, and food will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Come eat pizza and socialize. The location is still to be determined. Details will be advertised on the student listserv. To join the student listserv, go to http://www.nfbnet.org. Details will also be announced at the student meeting on Monday, June 30th. A photo appears at this point, the caption, Federationists enjoy a card game at Monte Carlo Night. NABS is also hosting Monte Carlo Night on Thursday, July 3rd from 8 p.m. until midnight. For the first time, NABS will also provide board games for your enjoyment in addition to your favorite card games. Come play Monopoly, Scrabble, and other games with your friends for a $5 fee to support your student division or pay-to-play card games for your chance to win awesome prizes. Monte Carlo Night is a fundraiser for the student division, and this year it will be bigger and better than ever. Come support the students and have fun at the same time. For more information, contact Ty Tomasi, President, 801-953-4340, or email tai.tomasi@gmail.com. National Association of Guide Dog Users by Marian Guizdala. Have you ever wondered what exactly Islam teaches about dogs in general and service animals in particular? Do you want to know what the NFB's stand is on guide dogs? Would you like an opportunity to actually work a guide dog to see if it might be for you? What's all the buzz about the ownership policies of training centers in the United States? Are you interested in forming a guide dog users division in your state or strengthening an existing one? Then the annual seminar of the National Association of Guide Dog Users, NAGDU, is the place for you at this year's national convention. The National Association of Guide Dog Users, a strong and proud division of the National Federation of the Blind, will hold its annual meeting and seminar in conjunction with our national convention. This year we are planning several exciting and interesting activities that even those who do not use a guide dog will enjoy. Our dynamic programs will expand your mind, challenge your perceptions, and build bridges. Take a look at our many plans, and you will agree that NAGDU is changing what it means to be blind. On Sunday evening, June 29th, NAGDU will hold its annual membership meeting. One of the many challenges faced by guide dog handlers is access to taxicabs. A frequent reason for this discrimination is the assertion by those of the Islamic faith that their religious tenets forbid them from having our dogs in their presence. In order to learn more about Islam, we are inviting a Muslim cleric to deliver the invocation at our business meeting and provide us an authoritative view of this issue. NAGDU has been experiencing tremendous growth over the past few years. Our current constitutional leadership consists of only 4 executive officers: President, Vice President, Secretary, and Treasurer. An amendment to the NAGDU Constitution will be considered that would expand our Board of Directors to include 3 additional members to our board. After we consider and vote on this measure, we will hold elections to fill the available seats. United States guide dog training centers have a variety of policies pertaining to the ownership of our guide dogs. Some provide full ownership upon graduation, others offer ownership after a probationary period, while some retain ownership for the life of the dog. We are putting together 2 teams to engage in a Lincoln-Douglas-style debate on the question of ownership. In order to challenge and expand our perceptions and those of the training centers, we are asking training centers to provide representatives who will argue in favor of full ownership upon graduation, while the NAGDU team will take the opposing side. We are hopeful that such an exchange will help bridge the gap and create more consistency in ownership policies among the training centers. Stress is a major concern for everyone. The way we manage our stress has a profound impact on our mental and physical health. The same is true for our dogs, whether they are our guide dogs or our pets. A very effective tool for managing stress is massage. Not only does a good massage help relieve tension in our muscles, the physical touch of another releases beneficial chemicals in our bodies that contribute to our sense of well-being. Dogs as well can benefit from massage. During our Tuesday seminar, we will learn the art of massage for dogs. A strong affiliate guide dog users division is a key element in protecting our right of access and educating the public on the issues faced by us. Many affiliates have guide dog users divisions that they would like to strengthen, while others would like to organize one. At this year's convention, we will hold a workshop presented by leaders who have burgeoning affiliate divisions to learn their secrets to success. Many of you may wonder if a guide dog is for you. We are inviting guide dog training centers attending our convention to provide a demo dog that others can work. Experienced handlers will be on hand to answer questions about the impact of a dog in your life, including the practical aspects of caring for a dog. In addition, we are planning a skills course to test our dogs. We will be inviting the public to an event where we will present a scripted demonstration of a working guide dog, expose the audience to the truth about guide dog use, and teach them about the National Federation of the Blind. Whether you are a current guide dog user, are interested in obtaining a guide dog, or would just like to become better educated about guide dog issues, the NAGDU seminar will be an exciting and rewarding experience. Watch for the upcoming release of the convention agenda for the details of times and places for these activities. As we tell our dogs when asking them to work, join the NAGDU division as we move forward. NFB in Computer Science by Curtis Chong. The 2008 meeting of the National Federation of the Blind in Computer Science will take place on Tuesday, July 1st from 1 to 5 p.m. Registration will commence at 12:30 p.m. Check the NFB convention agenda for the specific room. This being an even-numbered year, there will be an election of officers and board members at this year's meeting, as well as the usual informative and technology-oriented program items. Current officers and board members of the NFB in Computer Science are Curtis Chong, President, Steve Jacobson, Vice President, Mike Freeman, Secretary, Susie Stanzel, Treasurer, and board members Brian Bureau, Lloyd Rasmussen, and D. Curtis Willoughby. While the formal program has not yet been finalized, we expect to hear from Google about its programs to enhance the accessibility of the many services available through its website. We are working to put together a number of program items for blind people who are working in the field of information technology. It is possible that we will have an update from Microsoft about its accessibility efforts, and it seems high time to hear from America Online about what it is doing to make its internet offerings accessible to the blind. All of this is to say that the program is still fluid, and suggestions are always welcome. Membership dues for the NFB in Computer Science are $5. You can pay your membership dues at the convention or send them directly to the NFB in Computer Science President, Curtis Chong, 3000 Grand Avenue, Apartment 810, Des Moines, Iowa, 50312. Home phone 515-277-1288. Email Curtis Chong, CURTISCHONG, at earthlink.net. I look forward to seeing all of you at the convention. National Organization of Blind Educators by Sheila Koenig. On Tuesday, July 1st, the National Organization of Blind Educators, NOBE, will conduct its annual meeting from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Registration begins at 1 p.m. NOBE is a network of blind teachers and those interested in careers in education. Our meeting will offer an opportunity to meet blind people teaching at various grade levels and in different content areas. Many questions arise as people contemplate and realize their dreams of teaching. How will my potential employers react to a blind applicant? How does a blind person manage students in a classroom? How does one accomplish the daily duties as well as the other duties as assigned for which teachers are contracted? During our seminar, successful blind teachers will discuss such questions. Seminar participants will also meet in small groups specific to grade level and content areas of interest. In this way, we can create a network of mentors extending beyond our meeting. If you teach or are considering a career in teaching at any level, plan to join us. National Federation of the Blind Seniors Division, Seniors Welcome You, by Judy Sanders. We have a new name, and we invite you to join us to see if anything else is different. We are now the National Federation of the Blind Senior Division. Reserve the evening of Monday, June 30th, for an inspiring time with your elders. We will open the doors at 6 p.m. to begin registration and our ever-popular somewhat silent auction. To make the auction work, we are once again counting on generous contributions of Federationists, both in items for the auction and in emptying wallets and checkbooks. Please make sure your items arrive in time for eager bidders. Our thanks to Ramona Walhoff for coordinating this activity. The focus of our meeting will be finding ways to spread our message of hope to seniors who have recently become blind. Are there new approaches that we can take to teach others to understand and embrace our philosophy? Are there unique activities that are sponsored in our states that attract the attention of our ever-growing population of blind seniors? The NFB is loaded with talented and enthusiastic people who are ready to share what they are doing so we can take their ideas home with us and implement them. Join us to hear about these innovative activities and thoughts and bring your own visionary ideas to share. The meeting will adjourn no later than 10 p.m. If you have questions or suggestions for the agenda, call Judy Sanders at 612-375-1625 or email jsanders.nfb@comcast.net. One final thing, leave your ID in your hotel room. Everyone is welcome. Performing Arts Division by Dennis Holston. This year's Performing Arts meeting will be on Tuesday, July 1st from 1 to 4 p.m. We are excited about this upcoming Performance Arts Division meeting. This year we have representatives from Out of the Blue Records. They will speak to us about starting a record company and all the challenges that go into running one. We will also have one of the artists from our 2007 Sound & Sight album tell her unique story. This woman will be playing a major role in future performing arts initiatives. We will also have elections this year and a discussion about the new scholarship program that is being built. As always, we will have our yearly report and a question and answer segment. Join us for an action-packed division meeting and help play a role in the future of the division. Membership dues are $5. Rehabilitation Conference, Consumers Shaping the Field of Rehabilitation, 7th Annual Rehabilitation and Orientation and Mobility Conference, by Edward Bell. 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., registration. Fees are $50 for professionals working in the field and $25 for students. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., conference. This conference will be of particular interest to those working in the field of rehabilitation for the blind, students in professional preparation programs, and those interested in travel training as a career. Sponsored jointly by the National Association of Blind Rehabilitation Professionals, Carlos Servan, President, the Professional Development and Research Institute on Blindness, Louisiana Tech University, and the National Blindness Professional Certification Board, NBPCB, Alan Harris, President. Showcase of Talent by Adrian Snow. The Performing Arts Division of the National Federation of the Blind will hold its third annual Showcase of Talent on Wednesday, July 2nd from 7 to 10 p.m. at the wonderful Hilton Anatole Hotel. This year's show is bound to be the best yet. All proceeds from the show this year and in the future will benefit our newly devised scholarship program dedicated to and in memory of Mary Ann Parks. The program will begin in 2009. Admission for spectators and performers is $5 per person, collected at the door. Signing up can be done at the Performing Arts Division table in the exhibit hall or by contacting Adrienne Snow in her room at the convention. Consult your agenda for the showcase room location. We look forward to seeing you all in Dallas. Social Security Seminar by James McCarthy and Teresa Uttermolen. An outreach seminar, Social Security and Supplemental Security Income, What Applicants, Advocates, and Recipients Should Know, will take place Thursday afternoon, July 3rd. The purpose of this seminar is to share information on Social Security and Supplemental Security Income benefits for the blind, including the income subsidy program for those receiving the Medicare prescription drug benefit. Seminar presenters will be Jim McCarthy, Governmental Program Specialist for the National Federation of the Blind, and his wife Terry Uttermolen, First Vice President of the Greater Baltimore Chapter of the NFB of Maryland, with many years of experience providing training and technical assistance to work incentive specialists and those receiving benefits throughout the nation. Social Security representatives may be available to hand out publications describing their programs and share tips about communicating with the Social Security Administration. Those wanting a better understanding of the programs and benefits offered by the Social Security Administration are strongly encouraged to join Jim and Terry at this seminar. Sports and Recreation Division, Going for the Gold, by Lisa Maria Martinez. A photo appears at this point, the caption, "At the 2007 convention, the Sports and Recreation Division sponsored an arm wrestling contest. Here, two Federationists match muscles." The Sports and Recreation Division is planning a sports extravaganza in 2008. This is an Olympic year, and the SNR Division wants to go for the gold. Members of the division are busy planning activities that will last all week long. Keep an eye out for a detailed list of upcoming activities. However, plan on packing your bathing suit and flip-flops, as well as your sneakers and comfy clothes, so that you can learn about gold ball, triathlons, judo, skating, and much, much more. And don't forget the S&R Division meeting to be held Tuesday, July 1st, Division Day. We plan on having excellent speakers who are past and future Paralympians. Texas Barbecue. A photo appears at this point, the caption, "An afternoon thundershower drove the 2006 barbecue indoors." Here, Dr. Abraham Nemeth plays the piano at an impromptu barbecue sing-along. Celebrate the conclusion of our second March for Independence by unwinding at the end of the day in beautiful Anatole Park with a delicious dinner under the stars. Buy your tickets early for a Texas-style barbecue of beef brisket, grilled marinated breast of chicken, potato salad, coleslaw, beans, corn on the cob, warm cornbread and biscuits with honey butter, pecan pie, and warm peach cobbler. We will also enjoy live Western swing and country music, all happening on Wednesday, July 2nd, starting at 6 p.m. Tickets are $35 when purchased before May 31st. Travel and Tourism by Doug Johnson. The Travel and Tourism Division meeting in Dallas will be on Monday, June 30th from 2 to 4 p.m. This year's meeting will have an election of all officers and will be primarily a division business meeting. Dues-paying members only are eligible to vote and hold office. Annual dues are still $10. Those wishing to pay in advance may send checks to Doug Johnson and make them payable to NFB Travel and Tourism Division. For more information, contact Douglas M. Johnson, President, Travel and Tourism Division, P.O. Box 597, Manchester, Washington, 98353. 360-871-3731. Doug M.J. and the number 1 at wavecable.com. Attention Veterans by Dwight Sayer. The National Association of Blind Veterans is seeking veterans from across the nation to become members. They are encouraged to go to our website at http://www.nabv.org to download the membership application. Forward your completed application to the address indicated along with $5 dues. Our next meeting will be in Dallas at our national convention. We are also seeking leaders across the nation to help us establish state organizations of the NABV. If you have questions, contact NABV President Dwight Sayer at 407-877-8668 or email nablindvets@aol.com. Webmasters Meeting in Dallas by Gary Wunder. On Monday, June 30th, all webmasters for NFB divisions and affiliates are encouraged to attend a meeting in which we will discuss the importance of an informative, accessible, visually attractive website, how to develop the skills to be a webmaster, and how to share the work of updating various information on a site by area of responsibility. Check your agenda for time and room, and feel free to contact Gary Wunder by writing to gwunder, G-W-U-N-D-E-R, at earthlink.net, or by calling 573-874-1774 for more information. Writers Division by Robert Leslie Newman. The Writers Division will conduct two activities of interest at this year's convention. On Seminar Day, June 29th, from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., a workshop titled Everything You Should Know About Publishing Today and in the Near Future will be open to everyone. Cost is $5 at the door. The division will conduct its annual meeting on July 1st from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. We will develop our division, report on the accomplishments of our members, and provide information and support for any blind person who wishes to write. For more information, contact Division President Robert Leslie Newman. Email newmanrl@cox.net. Youth Track 2008 by Mary Jo Thorpe. Attention all teens between 14 and 18. So your parents just told you that you were coming to the National Convention in Dallas this summer. You may think this means kicking back and watching movies in your hotel room all day while your parents go to meetings. While having sole control of the cable is great, we'd like to invite you to join us for a different kind of cable entertainment. The Education Department at the NFB Jernigan Institute is once again partnering with the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children to present the National Convention Youth Track. This year's theme, CABLE, Challenging Adolescents to Believe, Lead, and Explore, is sure to have something for everyone, blind and sighted alike. The NFB Youth Track is a great way for teens to find their place and share their influence with our organization. Whether it's participating in the recreational activities, attending group workshops, or just hanging out with teens from all over the country, come click with our click. The week will kick off at the NOPBC program the morning of Sunday, June 29th. A detailed schedule of activities for the week will be included in the convention agenda. For more information or questions, contact Mary Jo Thorpe, Education Programs Specialist at the NFB Jernigan Institute at 410-659-9314, extension 2407, or at mthorpe, mthorpe@nfb.org. See you there.